Dwayne Rathman. My title is Technical Service Rep.
All right, Dwayne. Thanks for talking with us today. We understand that BASF has gotten word that the EPA will register a new product. Tell us about this product and what it will mean to growers.
Yes, in fact, we have received registration on a new product. It's a very unique new insecticide, and our for the Midwest and soybean growing areas. The big interest is the fact that it does a great job of controlling soybean aphid in soybeans.
All right, what is the name of this product?
Yes, the name of the brand name of the product for soybeans will be called Safina. You'll also hear it mentioned now and then as Inscalus. Inscalus really just refers to the active ingredient because it will be used elsewhere. But for the soybean market, Safina is the brand name that people will become accustomed to.
All right. So heretofore, before this product, what has management been like, and how much do you see this product making a difference?
Yeah, we see this product making a big difference. Has been a big need for many years. So management in the past has been with a limited number of insecticides for soybean aphid, and they're all quite old. They've been used for a long time. Initially, very good results, but in more recent years, we've been seeing a lot of resistance develop to some of those other products. So the unique thing about Safina is that it's a brand new mode of action. And the significance of that is an entirely new mode of action will be able to control previously resistant aphids that were not controlled by the other insecticides.
Remind us about yield losses from soybean aphids. Is there any estimate out there?
Well, yield losses vary because soybean aphids vary so much year to year. Now, I'm in Minnesota. We're probably the state that sees soybean aphids the most from year to year. On a low year, probably 20% of our acres are treated for soybean aphid. On a heavy year, we'll probably see 80 to 90% of our acres treated. And depending on the amount of soybean aphid you have and how long they're there in the season, we've seen yield reductions from 5 to 15 bushels per acre pretty routinely.
Pretty significant.
Oh, it is. It is. It's when you know you have enough aphid or heavy enough population. I mean, there's no question you have to treat because it's very significant yield loss potential.
So, how long was this product in the making? It seems that sometimes it takes a while to find the right chemistry for these difficult pests.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it has been in the making for a long time, and in a way, we've been really wanting to get back into the insecticide market with some significant new products that are just different from others. And so it's been a 10-15 year wait and a lot of research, and then we've been working on this new product Safina now for the past 6 or 7 years and just received the federal registration. So we're looking to get it onto the market and have people look at it and use it in their fields next year in 2019.
Very good. If you have the product name for the version that works on specialty crops, can you share that with me? We do a program for our Great Lakes states that have a lot of specialty crops there. I believe I read that
sure.
Inscalus also works for those.
Right. So the other trade name for the Inscalus active ingredient is called Versus. And that mainly is for the vegetable and citrus markets.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, the other unique feature that we haven't had time to talk about yet with Safina is that it's a very unique spectrum of insect control. One of the features of previously used insecticides is that pretty much control all insects in a field. And some would say that's good, and many would say that's bad. But the interesting thing about Safina is that it's narrow enough spectrum that it will, in the case of soybean aphids, it'll control soybean aphids very good, as good as or better than anything we've seen. But the unique part of it is it will not affect or not harm the beneficial insects out there and the predator insects that naturally control soybean aphid as well. And many people are familiar with the ladybug that's always out there in soybean aphid fields. They are doing a good job of controlling soybean aphid too. So if you can control the soybean aphid with Safena, but yet leave Mother Nature to control the rest of the soybean aphids or new soybean aphids that might come in through the natural predators, that's a big gain and obviously a much more favorable environmental outcome. The other piece of it is also very soft on bees, and that's obviously a big concern across the country as well.
Both very, very important points that you've made. In fact, when I first read about this, it did say that this is for piercing, sucking insects. So that describes the aphids, doesn't it?
Right, right. The piercing, sucking insects in row crops or in crops are is a very limited number of insects. So aphids is aphids, psyllids, white flies, and probably leafhoppers are the types of insects people would recognize that fall in that category. But the great thing is it doesn't control the other types of insects. And many other insects are beneficial. And so you want them out there. And that's what this new product enables us to do.
Do you foresee this product being able to be used, you know, in other applications like for residential and that sort of market area?
It's possible. I'm not aware of that. Usually, when a product like this comes and is registered, you know, we look at what we've been researching so far. I would have to look into that, but certainly that's always possible because it would have some of those same benefits, you know, to homeowners. But right now, our first registrations are on agricultural crops. One of the features of a soybean aphid application, growers want to get out in that field, you know, the next day, and they want to see all their aphids gone. And you know, different insecticides have different ways of controlling those insects, and some just take a while. Some will take 3 to 4, 5 days, whereas Safena, the feeding of the aphid will stop almost immediately, and so it's very quick acting, and that's a great feature. They all work in different ways with insect nerve functions, but the way Safena works, it's very quick, and that's what growers want to see, is the less damage to their crop as possible.